Paul Bunyan, the mightiest logger of them all. Retold by Mary Pope Osborne, illustrated by Chris Van Allsburg. So his parents hauled the giant toddler to a cave in the Maine woods, far away from civilization, and said goodbye. His father gave him a fishing pole, a knife, some flint rocks, and an axe. "We'll think of you often, honey," his mother said, weeping. "But you can't come back home. You're just too big." That's the story of how Paul Bunyan came to take care of himself in the Maine woods. And even though he lived alone for the next 20 years, he got along quite well. In those times, huge sections of America were filled with dark green forests. It would be nice if those trees could have stayed tall and thick forever. But the pioneers needed them to build houses, churches, ships, wagons, bridges, and barns. So one day, Paul Bunyan took a good look at those trees and decided to invent logging. "Timber!" he yelled, and he swung the bright steel axe his father had given him in a wide circle. There was a terrible crash. And when Paul looked around, he saw he'd felled 10 white pines with a single swing. After that, Paul traveled plenty fast through the untamed North Woods. He cut pine, spruce, and red willow in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin. He cleared cottonwoods out of Kansas so farmers could plant wheat, and oaks out of Iowa so farmers could plant corn. When next heard of, Paul was headed to Arizona. He dragged his pickaxe behind him on the trip, not realizing he was leaving a big ditch in his tracks. Today, that ditch is called the Grand Canyon.
Hey, this is George again. Thanks for listening. If you'd like me to read some stories for you, just give me a call. So long.